Sarah Terry. She is the director of A Decent Home, a documentary about mobile home parks and the wealth gap, which premiered at the Denver Film Festival last November. It is continuing to be screened around the state, including this Sunday, March 6. Welcome, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us here at KGNU Community Radio. What was the origin of this documentary that sheds light on the reality of people living in mobile homes?
I was reading an article in 2015 by chance in The Guardian, an English newspaper, which was about something called Mobile Home University, which is actually in the film. I filmed there. Park owner, one of the biggest park owners in the United States, teaching people how to buy and sell parks to make a lot of money. And then also the fact that there's a billionaire who owns more mobile home parks than anybody else in the United States. Billionaire Warren Buffett owns the two largest manufacturers and the largest lender. Private equity firms like the Carlyle Group, this is back 6-7 years ago now, were starting to buy up parks, and they were jacking up the lot rents. These people, sometimes parks are changed to be redeveloped for something. That's the story of Denver Meadows. But a lot of these very wealthy people are buying up parks because they can raise the rent that people pay for the land they live on and make a lot of money that way. And I was just outraged because I thought, wait, this is like the most vulnerable part of what we call the American dream, you know, of home ownership. It's like, these are people who are buying, you know, mobile homes, manufactured housing. They're the least expensive. And the wealthiest of the wealthy are buying them. I was really angry.
How was your experience of going into the lives of the people living in a mobile home?
One of my first goals with the film was to change the stereotypes that people have. You know, in America, you can still say trailer trash. We can't, you know, slang words for different minority groups or majority groups, is you can't say those anymore. And I think that's right, but you can still say trailer trash and nobody will criticize you. So we criticize people who live in mobile home parks, and we criticize this type of housing, which actually 20 million Americans live in a mobile home. They're affordable. I think there's a lot, they're an answer to the affordable housing crisis. So my first desire was to create a picture, introduce you to people that would change the stereotypes. And so I was very fortunate. You know, sometimes it took a while to get to know people in a park. I had to find an introduction or, you know, but 9 to 5 in Aurora in Denver is how I met the residents of Denver Meadows. And people were so welcoming and so kind. You know, they would, Hilda and Lalo, who are in the film, they'd say, well, you could, we won't be home until 5 o'clock, but you can go, just go in, you know. Every time I was there, Lalo wanted to cook for me. You know, there, and this happened in other parks too. I just found, I want us to understand the answers that people have who live in mobile home parks. The film asks the question, how much is enough? Because I think quite often the wealthy don't know the answer to that question. It's more cars, more houses. And I don't mean everybody, and I don't mind if you have money. I'm not, you know, it's not a critique of people who have money. It's a critique of greed that the film is about. And I think people who live in mobile home parks know how much enough is. One home, a safe family, a place to live. They can't always afford it. Sometimes they're working 3 and 4 jobs just to, you know, to pay for that space, but they know how much enough is. And I think that we have a lot to learn from those values and that sense of community.
You had a piece that you wanted to share with us so that we can listen to the voices of those that are living in mobile home parks that, like you are saying, have a sense of community.
In this clip, this is the first time in the film where you meet Hilda and Lalo, who are among the 100 families who lived at Denver Meadows, which is in Aurora. Denver Meadows was primarily a Hispanic community, a Spanish-speaking mobile home park community. And Hilda and Lalo became sort of a center for the activism around trying to save the park. They would have community meetings in their homes. But in this moment, this is a scene where you first meet them and you come into their house and you might hear the sounds of Lalo cracking eggs. He's cooking like he always does. And you might hear a bird in the background. That's Guapo, you know, Hilda's favorite parrot. So I'll just play this little clip and you'll hear them talk a little bit about living in this home.
Cuando agarramos esta casa, Lalo y yo éramos homeless. Tuvimos como 3 meses viviendo en el carro, en la troca, en hoteles, como podíamos. Nosotros queríamos un hogar y lo obtuvimos.
And that's just a little clip that introduces you to their home. And we're going to revisit them several times in the film. But I, as you just heard, they were homeless at one point. You know, they lived in their truck. And here was this place they could afford. It's their American dream. It's home.
You're shedding light on this phrase that is so common here, the American dream, and the reality of people that are working really hard and that they only can afford a mobile home.
Well, Colorado also, it's an important form of affordable housing stock everywhere, but particularly in Colorado. The residents of Denver Meadows fought 3 years to try to save the park. They tried to buy the park from the owner, who refused a $20 million offer that would have allowed the residents to buy the park with the help of a nonprofit and run it themselves and be able to have affordable housing, you know, forever. But because of that fight, Colorado, which had almost no protections for mobile home park residents, which is typical around the United States. But Colorado now has laws, some fairly good laws, to protect mobile home park residents and to help give them the right to buy a park. And that's because of the fight to save Denver Meadows. And you have laws that need to be revised. There's still activism going on about that. But because you have many parks, you've had 3 or 4 parks recently where the residents have been able to buy their parks with the help of nonprofits. There are many other parks that are being threatened. There were 78 parks that were just bought by a private equity firm last year. So we are taking the film, in addition to this, the virtual screening on Sunday is for people who live in parks to get a chance to see the film and to find out would they like us to come to their park. The Colorado Health Foundation is supporting our outreach work, and we are going to do, we call it a mobile home park screening tour of about 12 parks all over the state, where we'll bring the film into a park. We have the screen and the projector, and residents can invite people from the community to come in, or they can use it as an organizing tool in their own community. But we want to help them see the effect of storytelling as a tool for social change. So we'll be doing that with the film, and that's part of why people are being invited on Sunday, you know, is to find out, would they like to show this film? Do they think they can do something? And we've made a special version of the film, again, with the help of Colorado Health Foundation, which is Spanish language captions, because the film, as you noted, is bilingual. There is, and you know, hablo un poquito de español, pero es muy malo. So, you know, I could communicate in the film with Hilda and Lala, but I encourage them to speak in Spanish. There's English captions for English speakers, but now we have the whole film with Spanish captions. So there are many Spanish speaking residents in Colorado who live in mobile homes, and we'll have a film that they can understand.
Why is it so important to provide this information in their own language so that they can see themselves and find their own solutions to their struggles?
I just think it's a point of, you know, accessibility. If I, as a storyteller, want to communicate a story and I want to tell a story, but I only tell it in one language, or I don't speak the language of many people who are living the story, then I'm not communicating, you know? So I think it's about creating more space for communication. I think it's a sign of respect. I want the conversation to be as broad and deep as possible. So I hope that, you know, the Spanish speaking residents of Colorado and of mobile homes in particular, who are able to see the film, will understand they're not alone. Will understand that you can fight, and yeah, you lose, but it's a long battle, but there are people who are fighting and winning. I admire the community that's established by living in a mobile home park, and I want to help be part of amplifying the voice of that community.
Thank you so much. I have been speaking with Sarah Terry. She's the director of A Decent Home, a documentary about mobile home parks and the wealth gap, which premiered at the Denver Film Festival last November. It is coming to screen around the state, including this Sunday, March 6th, online, thanks to the advocacy of 9to5 here in Colorado. And it seems like you're going to be taking this documentary on the road for others to see the reality of our communities living in mobile homes and facing the struggles. Thank you so much, Sara Terry, for your time.
Thanks, Rosana.
For KJ.